basically this file curses you with a feeling of wearing a corset and heels. The corset will get tighter and tighter, and you will find yourself needing to wear heels all the time, uncomfortable to walk any other way. The only way to get relief is to wear an actual corset or actual heels. That's simply all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Nice and deep and obedient. And relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. You have chosen to listen to this file, and that means you have chosen to accept the consequences of doing so. This file contains a very powerful curse upon you, a very powerful curse that is going to affect you from now on until I remove it. That is simply the way it works. There is no other way. You have chosen to listen and accept this curse, and there is no way out. From now on, you will begin to feel a feeling around your body as if you've been placed in a very tight corset. The corset won't start out tight. It will start out loose around your waist. But you will feel it there. You will feel it there around your waist, pulling you in, holding you very snug and tight. You can almost imagine the material, the stays running up and down and around your body, forcing your body into its shape, forcing your body into a more hourglass shape. At the same time, you feel a need to wear high-heeled shoes on your feet. It feels almost as if you are forced into them. These are the feelings you are beginning to suffer from, the need that you are beginning to suffer from, and there's only one way out of it, and that is to get yourself a corset and wear it. If you don't, the feeling will get tighter and tighter, and the need for heels will get stronger and stronger. You can relieve the feeling partially by wearing heels for 12 straight hours. That will relieve the feeling, that will loosen everything, but afterwards it will start getting tighter again. Tighter until you have felt the real embrace of the corset around your body, holding you, squeezing you, taking away your breath. And if you do not feel that corset, than the one that you can feel in your mind, the one you feel right now, will slowly get tighter and tighter and tighter. You will feel it squeezing against you, pulling against your ribs, holding in your stomach, making it hard for you to breathe at times, especially if you exert yourself suddenly. Those are the things that a corset can do to you, and you are going to suffer from all of them. You are going to have to endure all of them, until you can either wear a real corset, or until you've worn high heels for at least 12 hours straight. You have no other choice. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. You have chosen to listen to this curse. You have chosen to accept it, and that means you must get yourself a corset, if you want to lift it for even a brief period of time. Once you have worn a real corset for at least 2 hours, the curse will be released for a week, before the feelings start getting tighter and tighter again. And then you will have to wear it for 3 hours. And you'll have another week before it starts getting tighter and tighter again. And then 4 hours. Each time the amount of time will increase until it gets up to the point where you have to wear a corset for 12 hours just to get any relief from the feeling. You will always get a week off once you've achieved what you need to achieve. But you have to do so. It is the only way to escape. Otherwise, you will feel the corset around your body. Tight, tight around your body, squeezing you, taking your breath away. Slowly, slowly changing the shape of your body. Your body is going to begin taking on more and more of an hourglass shape. There is nothing you can do to stop it. The corset is forcing it to change. Just as your need for heels is getting stronger and stronger, you're going to find over time that you do not feel comfortable when you aren't wearing them, and that when you are, unless you wear them for 12 hours, it just feels natural. Once you've worn them for 12 hours, you do get your temporary relief, but that is all that it is. You are cursed. You are trapped in this curse, and there is no way out except through me. I am the only one that can relieve this curse, and it must be something that I have done specifically for this curse. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You are cursed. You can feel it. You can feel your body being wrapped tightly, being held tightly by the corset. You can feel its tight embrace around your body, holding you so very, very tightly. You can feel it squeezing inwards. You can feel it pushing against your chest. You can feel it crushing in on your ribs, down all the way to your hips, molding your stomach, molding it, giving you an hourglass shape. Each and every day you will feel it a little bit more, and there is only one relief, and that is wearing a real corset. And if you can't wear one, then you better learn to wear high heels for 12 hours a day, because that is your only other relief. That is the only way to get out of it. You must either wear the heels or wear the corset. There is no escape, and if you do not wear them, then you will feel the corset around your body. You will feel the heels on your feet, and it will feel so terribly, terribly unnatural to wear anything but heels on your feet. It does not matter what you want. This is simply the way it is. You have chosen to listen to this curse. You have chosen to accept it in your mind. You can feel yourself embracing it. You can already imagine what the corset is going to feel like. How it is going to hold you, how it is going to squeeze you, how it is going to take your breath away, how uncomfortable it will get as it tightens more and more each day until it is so very, very tight. And you know the ways that will release it, that will remove it. You have to accept the fact that is the only way. You have chosen to listen and obey. You have no other choice. You have been cursed. You have been cursed to wear a corset and heels, and there is no way out of it. You will wear one from now on, either a real one or the one that I have described for you, the one that I have created for you, the one that will get tighter and tighter and tighter unless you wear a real one. That is the only way out. That is your only escape. And until then, every day it will get a little tighter. Every day it will squeeze your ribs more tightly.
Every day it will take more of your breath away until it is so very, very tight. You will feel it around your body, holding you. The metal stays, forcing you to sit more upright, forcing you to breathe differently, forcing you to accept its embrace because there is no escape. You are trapped in this corset. You know how to get out, and that is the only way. There is no other way. You have no other choice. You have been cursed, and you cannot escape. You have chosen to listen to this curse, and there is no way out except through me. I have cursed you, and I am the only one that may remove it. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept this curse, and therefore you will accept all of the consequences. You have chosen to listen and obey. You have chosen this curse, and now you will feel it from now on until I have removed it. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be, and you have no choice in the matter. You are corseted. You are forced into heels, and there is no way out other than wearing heels, other than wearing a real corset. Those are your only escapes. Beyond that, you must experience the corset. You must feel the heels each and every day. The corset getting tighter and tighter and tighter, forcing you into more of an hourglass shape with every passing day. There is no escape. There is no way out. You are cursed, and I am the only one that can get you out of it. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. I hope you enjoy your new curse.